Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Tuesday, July 19th. COVID infections are up again. Statewide, new infections are up 36%. And medical experts say that data shows that here in the Bay Area, we could be on our way to the biggest COVID surge yet. Right now, the data used since the start of the pandemic, those figures from the county, city, and state agencies, the numbers cited in news reports and portrayed in the graphics that we've all become accustomed to looking at online, this data paints a more incomplete picture than ever. This data says we're not even close to the peak of the first Omicron surge back in mid-January earlier this year, when we saw 20,000 new cases a day. Right now, the data says we're only at about 3,500 new cases a day. While evidence isn't showing up in the public health data, it is showing up in our wastewater. Gross, I know.
We all excrete material from our bodies into wastewater every day, whether it's when we brush our teeth, taking a shower, using the toilet. Nobody gets to decide whether they want to opt in or opt out of that.
That's Alexandria Baim, a wastewater surveillance expert at Stanford University who led surveys of sewage around the Bay Area.
It's very convenient to use our sinks and toilets and showers, and it doesn't require any sort of behavior change. So it represents a really unbiased glimpse into the diseases circulating in a community.
So what's it mean? Well, since the start of the pandemic and through the January Omicron surge, the particles of coronavirus detected in wastewater track closely with the public health data for new COVID cases. A rise in cases showed and corresponded with a rise in coronavirus in our wastewater. Cases going down, coronavirus in the wastewater went down. Now there's a vast disparity that shows that new cases and reinfections are unaccounted for. Coronavirus levels in Bay Area sewage is higher than it's ever been. The likely culprit is that most of us self-test these days. We all have the drawer or cabinet full of at-home tests. I know I do. And when we think we may have been exposed or experienced symptoms, like a cough or stuffy nose, we test at home. And positive at-home test results are not reported. Anecdotally, we all know cases are on the rise because we can just look around and see. Many of our coworkers, friends, or family have gotten COVID in recent weeks, or they know someone who has. So does this mean that we're creeping closer to indoor mask mandates once again being reinstated?
You know, we've got really good data that people who are masking just the standard surgical mask decrease their risk of infection by over 50%. And if they want to wear an N95 mask, then that decreases their risk of infection by over 80%, regardless of what others are doing, if they're masking or not.
That's Dr. Dean Bloomberg, professor and chief of pediatric infectious diseases at UC Davis Health. And this is a message we're all familiar with, right? We know masks work. And yeah, it might suck to keep wearing them for a while, but we all know it's our best bet. And this is precisely why authorities in Los Angeles are warning that indoor mask mandates may return if hospitalizations continue to climb in Southern California. But what about here in the Bay? Just yesterday, BART dropped its mask mandate that was reinstituted back in April. And as you may imagine, opinion varies among BART riders if a mask mandate should stay.
That's mad. That's madness. I just had COVID, so, no way. No way. They can do whatever they want to do. I'm about to retire in a couple of months, and I can't wait. BART is just, it's ridiculous.
I'd prefer them keep it on, but you can only do so much nowadays, I suppose.
I'm more than 6 feet away from most people anyways, so I think we need to go back to distancing ourselves.
So, what are medical experts saying about the idea that we could return to mandated indoor masking here in the Bay Area? Dr. Peter Chin Hong, infectious disease physician and professor at UCSF, says not so fast.
It's a little bit different from a year ago when we probably would have brought out these masks at a population level very, very easily. And the big difference is that although people are being infected and reinfected possibly with BA5, they're not going to the hospital in the same way. And if you even just compare it to January, right now, today at UCSF in the four hospitals, we have about, you know, the 48, 49 patients with COVID hospitalized. About half of them are actually sick with COVID. The other half are coming in with something else. In January, we had 150 patients. Many of them were in the ICU. So not many ICU patients currently. And if you think the infection level is the same as in January, which wastewater suggests, we're not seeing the same degree of hospitalizations. And I think that's what the public health and political leaders are looking closely at.
PCH. You may know by now that Dr. Peter Chin Hong likes to go by PCH. It's a nickname given to him by his medical students, and he loves it. He says that much like officials in LA are monitoring now, any drastic public policy change will most likely be tied to the one very measurable, very reliable metric, and that is hospitalizations. If these start to climb into dangerous territory, is this when we might return to mask mandates?
Potentially, although I think, it will be surprising if we really get to that level, given the fact that we've seen really high levels of virus for many weeks now, more than a month, and you say, okay, we'll wait 2 weeks to see what happens to the hospitals, and so far, they've been, moderate, but not high and stable for a very long period of time.
It's interesting, as you know, this week, BART allowed its mask mandate to expire. It's unclear whether leaders will reinstate the mandate. I've been on a BART train, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Embarcadero Station, and it's packed. And some people are not wearing masks. Would you board a BART train without a mask?
No, definitely. Because even though I'm boosted and I know I won't go into the hospital and be very ill and definitely not go to the ICU, it's still a drag for me to get infected. Somebody has to cover me at work. I like to go out to restaurants. I want to go to the gym. I want to continue to engage in life. And I don't want to stay home for 5 days or more saddled with a positive infection.
For the latest, stay connected at our website at kcbsradio.com. We'd love to be part of your daily routine. You can subscribe to the Bay Current Podcast on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or just about wherever you listen. That's it for today's Bay Current. I'm Matt Pittman. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.